This is the Iowa Business Report Wednesday edition with support from the Iowa Business Council, a nonpartisan nonprofit organization working to elevate Iowa's economy through leadership, research, and advocacy. More at iowabusinesscouncil.org. A new study released by the Common Sense Institute Iowa shows the state compares well with other states in terms of current jobs data. Ben Murray is CSI Director of Policy and Research.
The job market is still very tight. You know, we're at basically what they call full employment. People who want to be employed, for the most part, are employed. The unemployment rate is very low. The labor force participation rate has more or less recovered from pre-pandemic. I will say that across the U.S. and in Iowa, labor force participation is lower than its peak historically, meaning the number of working age people who are working. This is different than the unemployment rate. The unemployment rate is how many people who are seeking to work or would like to work are employed. This month, it came in, I think, at 3% in Iowa, which is a lower unemployment rate than the national average of 3.7%. So I was doing very well. If the unemployment rate were 0%, it would probably be unhealthy for the economy because there would be no ebb and flow of labor between firms. While labor force participation has been higher in the past, it's very high in Iowa relative to other states right now.
Learn more by listening to the podcast of the most recent Iowa Business Report Weekend Edition, including at totallyiowa.com, and read the report in full online at commonsenseinstituteia.org. The Iowa Business Report is presented with support from the Iowa Business Council at iowabusinesscouncil.org. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.